You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements. I'm joined on the line by Head of Investment Research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, to take a look at the latest movements and see if we can make sense of them. Chantal, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for the time. 15 Rand 94. That's all. 15 Rand 94. We've broken 16 Rand. We can finally celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not an exporter, if you're an exporter, of course, you are weeping in your hands. But yeah, 15.94. I wouldn't have expected that if you asked me about that yesterday, even less so a week ago. But here we are, the Rand regaining some proper strength. A lot of it has to do with a weaker US dollar. But if you look at the Rand in terms of its performance today, it was the third strongest major currency relative to the US dollar, so it did stand on its own two feet as well.
Chantal, let's take a look at some of the factors around the Rand. I mean, obviously some of them have been at play for quite some time. You and I spoke about the tailwinds that we got last year with changes that benefited South Africa coming off the grey list, and coming into this year we were on relatively strong footing, and then the central bank surprised us with an interest rate decision that might have been unpopular in the latest decision, but that seemingly worked out in the end when the reasons that were given were reasons that actually then played out in the market. The Rand has been on course to kind of really realize some of the value that it has been under pressure of, if we look at now versus perhaps this time last year.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is the domestic story that is looking a little bit better, obviously slightly derailed by what's happening in the Middle East. But if you look at structural reform, if you look at South Africa's fiscal position, at our terms of trade, commodity prices even are still quite supportive of South Africa's terms of trade. And then you have external factors as well. So something like a move away from the US dollar is quite supportive of the Rand. And you have emerging markets also comparatively offering better value relative to domestic markets. Well, South Africa hasn't gotten a lot in terms of portfolio flows yet, particularly on the equity front. I do think that there has been more interest in in South African public assets. So there would have been a positive impact there as well.
Chantal, can we take a look at the rest of the markets? Equity markets having a better time of today. I mean, yesterday seemed like more red than green if we had a look at some of these equities. We're seeing a lot more green today. Perhaps the market is finally adjusting to some of the factors. I know that from a local perspective, at least, we've got a couple of results coming out. They've been coming out in bits and pieces. So we're not necessarily in the thick of our results season. But I want to get a sense of where you're seeing equity markets' performances at this stage of the year.
Yeah, I mean, so if we look at this year so far, it really has been topsy-turvy. So if we look at the year-to-date headline level for the JSE, we are sitting at 0.75% higher. So that in itself doesn't look that great. We've had resources being widely supportive, even though the last 6 months hasn't looked that great. We've had a bit of a dulling on the precious metal front. But generally, we have had some reasonable support there. If we look at financials, though, there we have seen some pressure. But I think a lot of that had to do with the pressure that we're seeing on the consumer. So inevitably, that does filter through there. But our worst performer so far this year has actually been the industrial space. And that really has been a function of some of the larger companies that are in that industrial sector that in actual fact has very little to do with South Africa. So I'm thinking about Prosus and Naspers, most of their exposure being to China and Europe, as well as some kind of more recent pressure on some of the Rand hedges, given our very strong Rand. In terms of the domestics, it's also not been that great. And a lot of that has had to do with the retailers and with consumer-facing stocks. And this much higher oil price filtering through to the petrol pumps, resulting in high interest rates, really hasn't been great for our stock market.
Chantal, can we take a look at the latest unsolicited offer received by Northam Platinum. I saw that sense come out, and I remember back in 2023, we were having conversations around the Implats business and the Royal Bafokeng bids, and there was a bidding war in the platinum space, and then the platinum price went through a bit of a dip, and everybody kind of left and ran away. Just today, Northam confirmed via sense that they've received their shareholders had, or the management team rather, had received an unsolicited offer for that business. I want to get your thoughts around that, not just in isolation from a Northam perspective, but the it says a lot about the fact that PGMs might now come into favor overnight as well, as we've seen the platinum price rally as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I hope it's not a signs of a bit of a top, yeah. But I do think that a lot of this has to do with kind of longer term sustainability considerations. So if you look at the PGM space, we do have a few major players, and then there are kind of smaller companies, some of them listed, some of them unlisted. But with very cyclical companies, it is quite difficult to keep your eye on the ball, I would guess, especially when you have quite a bit of volatility in your kind of main pricing mechanism, being PGMs in this case, also impacted by the rand, now also impacted by costs. So in that context, consolidation starts making a lot of sense. Northam specifically has two mines that are right next to Valterra's mines. Now, Valterra, we don't know who the bidder is. We honestly don't, but my sense is that would probably be the most likely suitor. I am now just a little bit, we have a competition commission, Jimmy. And even though most of these companies' success is kind of dictated to by external factors, consolidation makes sense. I'd be interested to see their take on something potentially this large. Northam is one of the top four producers in South Africa. Valterra is the biggest.
Again, just to reiterate what Chantal Marx is saying, we do not have inside information. This conversation is not financial advice if you think it might be. We're speculating, as all of the other market participants might be speculating, but certainly we find ourselves in a very, very unique position. I know Chantal and I will both be keeping an eye on how this transaction unfolds. If indeed there is a transaction, we will of course reach out to the Northam team and they will give us an update if they have one to provide. For now though, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Head of Investment Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marx, joining us to reflect on market movements, market announcements, and where we find ourselves on this Tuesday.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.